for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday evening, October the 27th, 1999. Ministers' Deliverance Seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monty Mulkey, pastor of West Coast Church of Deliverance, Thousand Oaks, California, is the speaker of the evening. Should this for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
You're not going to get a lot of scripture tonight. This is going to be a different style. And so that you know that, because I only get one message, I want you to know that I don't always do this. What I'm doing tonight is geared toward getting you deliverance. Okay, so I'm going to attempt to make some spirits manifest to get you to the most deliverance. Now, I do know how to preach out of the Word of God, and I'll throw in a few scriptures as the Lord gives them to me throughout the night, but we're not going to sit here and go through scripture like I did this morning, and that's because I have a different motive in mind. Now, you're going to forget half of what I say anyway, but you will remember what Jesus Christ sets you free from, and that's my greatest concern, is that God gives you the deliverance, because if you get the deliverance, you're going to get all excited, full of zeal, and go and serve Him and help others get free. So, tonight I'm going to speak on the spirit of Ablehnung. No Germans here? I'm going to speak on the spirit of Rechazo. Okay. Eric picked up a few more. Okay. The spirit of Le Rufus. I hope I said that right. Okay. You know what? I've got the privilege to travel all around the world, and this spirit is the same in every country I've gone to. Known to you as rejection. Okay. And now you learn three other languages. Okay. It's the same in every country. And this is a cruel spirit, and it can be very strong, deeply entrenched, very fortified. Many of you have combated this spirit for a long time, and you're amongst friends, you come into workshops and seminars, you're doing great, then all of a sudden this wave hits you, and you just feel totally rejected, and I shouldn't be here, and they don't love me, and why can't I do this? And rejection just pounds on you. It's something that if you haven't received all your deliverance on, just get prayer again on it. It can be very strong. Our society puts an enormous amount of emphasis on the merits of being in close association one with another. We often pay great respect to those that have the ability to communicate well and that can draw great crowds among them. We give courses, we teach seminars, write books on how to influence friends, to the point that we think the person that is successful is the one that's surrounded by a lot of friends. You know, that's the culture that we live in here in America. And a lot of people think that boy, if I've got a whole bunch of friends, then I've arrived. I'm successful. Well, surrounding yourself with a lot of friends, with a lot of people, won't always heal the heartache of shattered emotions that come from control, abuse, rejection, and so on. And this kind cometh out by saying, come out in Jesus' name. You can be sitting in a crowd of people and be terribly lonely. I have a lot of young men that come up to me and say, Pastor, we want you to marry us because I'm just so lonely. I've got to get married. I said, you're going to be lonely after you get married too. Okay? Because marriage doesn't cure loneliness. Amen. If it's a spirit, it has to be cast out. One of the points that I want you to see and understand tonight with rejection is not so much that to get you to a place where you'll not be rejected, but that to help you recognize what you're going to do when you are rejected. Because you're going to be rejected. Norman spelled that real clear for us in the beginning. If you're going to be in deliverance, if you're going to follow Jesus, you will be rejected. Okay? Now, getting the spirits out will remove all the sting of that, and so that you'll behave properly and it won't devastate you when the rejection comes. As Christians, you're going to have to learn how to both deal with rejection and loneliness. And if you've got something in you that's just driving you and pushing you that you can't stand to be alone, you're going to have to deal with that because you're going to be lonely. A lot of you are probably heading back home and you think, I've got nobody back there. I know how you feel. I've been there. And you just pray for God to raise up some more workers, some more people around you and start doing deliverance. this is an area that probably every one of you have got a message on. All of you as ministers, I mean, we've got books on it, and I could go into great depth explaining and telling you what rejection feels like, but I think most of you already know how to do that. You already know how to recognize rejection. So as I prayed about this message, I said, Lord, where do you want me to go with this? He took me to a direction not so much on rejection, but because we get prayer on that. Everybody's gotten prayer on rejection if you're in deliverance very long. But it's the fruits that come into your life with rejection that are often ignored. And you continue to live that way, even though you maybe have gotten deliverance from rejection. Okay? And that's the way that we're going to go tonight. I'm going to give you a list of things tonight that happened to a rejected person. And hopefully I'll be able to make this thing surface and you'll get some deliverance. Now, one of the things that we found with rejection that might be helpful to some of you is that the enemy often ties himself together with several other strong men. A triple-stranded cord is not easily broke. And so the spirit of rejection, the fear of being rejected, and the spirit of abandonment often bind themselves together. And you may have to send in angels to separate them one from another in order to get free. You know, if you take a rope apart strand by strand, it's really easy to completely take it apart. But when it's together, it's very strong. So quite often, these three spirits bind together and work together to keep a person bound. Now, there's another spirit that also works with rejection, and that's rebellion. And you may have to separate them one from another. If you're doing deliverance on somebody, just pray, Father, I put up a wall, a hedge of thorns, or send some angels to separate rejection and rebellion so that they can't draw strength one from another. Okay, let's do that right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I send your angels. Send your angels to separate rejection, rebellion, fear of rejection, and abandonment. We forbid you from gaining support one from another. Fruits of rejection. I'm trying to decide which way to go here. I'm just going to jump into it. I've got a list of 13 things. I like outline form of type of preaching. And you can write these down, 1 through 13. And hopefully you'll be able to take it home and work on it in your own life and help pray for others this way. Now, this is not totally my list. I got part of this from one of you guys, and I don't remember which one. And I'd give you credit if I did, but we all do that, you know. We take messages from each other. I can't wait till I get home. You know, I've got some new stuff. But go ahead and take this. It all belongs to the Lord anyway. Number one, a fruit of rejection is rebellion. What happens when you're rejected is that because someone rejected you, you rebel. And it's just like playing ping pong. And the devil knows that. Because you're rejected, you rebel against the authority or the people that rejected you. And when you rebel, they reject you more. Becomes a vicious circle. And the devil's just playing ping pong with you. And so rejection, rebellion, they go back and forth. The flip side of rebellion sometimes is a super responsible lifestyle. Now, when you were a teenager and you were very rejected, you probably went one or two directions. You were probably very rebellious, or you become super responsible. And you did everything you were told. And you made sure that you got straight A's. You know, these are symptoms or fruits of the whole stronghold of rebellion. Number two, I'm going to try and cover these in a decent time, irrational anger. When you're rejected, anger is one of these things that comes up. Outbursts of uncontrollable anger, not directed necessarily at anyone specific, or it could be everyone. You could be a pleasant, happy person and everybody looks at your smile and you walk into the room and you turn around and look and you're snarling, vicious, bites your head off. You know, ever had that? Ever been around that person? Oh, yeah. Irrational anger. Now, this is the same experience that many people have had that have been abused. If you're abused, there's what we call a low-level anger. And you don't really know why you're angry and you can't really pin it on anything, but it's just there. Critical anger. And many times this is one of the fruits of rejection. The third one, an excess need for security. You could say the rejected person can be very insecure. Now, this excess need for security is based upon fear of parents not returning, for example. If you were rejected as an infant and they were just gone, you develop this great need for security. And this is what legalism feeds on. You know, you want to have these boundaries, you know, around you instead of the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. And so you begin to put up laws and rules to make you feel secure. Or security, this need for security sometimes causes people to enter into a marriage. Instead of marrying a spouse, they marry a parent. And we've had to minister to several people like that. You've seen the 70-year-old man that married the 20-year-old daughter, you know, 20-year-old girl. I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes. But sometimes what's put this together is this great need for security. Or it can be vice versa. You know, they don't have that mature level back and forth. They're looking for security. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's material. Maybe it's a maturity from someone older. But there's great excess need for security, and sometimes, for example, in the ladies, you want your husband to make more money and to save better and put up for retirement, and these things are all good. But what's driving it is, are you driven with the need to feel secure? I tell guys, I said, now let me check, see if you've got any of these things. If you were the only man, and all the men left here, and it was just left as women, and you're the only man, are you comfortable? I go, I just felt a shudder go through some of you guys, like, oh my gosh. And I said, well, there's fear of women, insecurity. The same way, you know, if to the ladies, you know, if you were the only lady in a group of men, are you comfortable? I mean, if we're talking about if they're godly men and right here tonight. Insecurity drives us and it causes us to seek out things to make us feel secure. It's an excess. Sometimes this great drive for security causes the rejected person to try to cling on to someone, such as a spouse, your boss, your pastor, and you just cling to them, or elderly friends. And this great need for security, they want you around all the time. Number four, impaired trust issues. The rejected person has a real hard time trusting. Why? Well, stands to reason. They were rejected by someone that they should have been able to trust. Confusion. On your spiritual guard all the time against being hurt again. Fear of being rejected again. And so you just can't trust those. The walls are up. You know, and this is a big area. The trust issues. We have to be able to trust. Now, let me talk about that a little bit. There are some people that you should trust and some people that you shouldn't trust. If you're married, you should be able to trust your spouse. If you go to church, you should be able to trust your pastor. If you're saved, you should be able to trust God, right? Now, how many people have a fear of trusting God with their life? Like, well, if I really give myself to God, He'll send me to Africa or someplace, you know?
Right.
Yeah? Trust issues. God, I'm yours. Whatever you want. Wherever you want me. Whatever. Everything's yours. My finances, my health. My reputation, my credit rating, a lot of things. You know, we don't want God to have this. We give Him so many things, but we hold back a little part for ourselves. No, you can't have that, God. The walls go up 30 feet high, 30 feet thick, and you just dare someone to jump over it. And you're going to marry him? I love ministering to people, just looking at marriage. I tell him, well, make sure that he's in deliverance for 3 years first. That'll help him get cleaned up. Wow. Yeah, because the term of a hireling is 3 years, and you can tell by then whether he's serious. You know that the term of flesh or the carnal term is about 3 years, and you can do things in the works, in the flesh, for about 3 years. That's about the strength of man. But after that, you can't carry it on anymore. It has to be by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I tell the girl, I said, just watch him for 3 years and see if he means business. We'll see if he makes it. Say, how many get married in your church? Not too many. Oh, praise the Lord. I want him to stay married. I believe in marriage. Can't trust. Feel rejected by God? I prayed. He didn't answer my prayer. We talked about heaven as brass today. These are all issues. Can't trust God. This is a big area. Impaired ability to trust. You have to trust. You have to trust God. You know? You should be able to trust your spouse. I mean, if he's damaged that, you know, sometimes I've gone to places where different ministers have demanded it of the congregation. You know, I tell them, you can't do that. You can't demand trust. Trust is earned. And it takes a long time to develop. And if you can't trust, just keep getting prayer on rejection and fear being hurt again. And it, little by little, line upon line, you'll get to where you can trust those that you should be able to trust. And don't give out your trust to every person that doesn't deserve it. Be careful who you put your trust in and who you don't. Number five, desperation. The rejected person is often a desperate person. They're unsettled, empty. They have this hole inside of them that never gets filled. And you know, only God can fill that, receiving Christ's love. Now we're at a real stalemate if you can't trust Him, right? You see how this thing is so vicious and such a stronghold with many people? Because the very thing that they need, they put up the walls against receiving it. But the rejected person can be very desperate. I often equate it to someone that's drowning. They feel like they're drowning, gasping for air. And many times they're just crying out, somebody love me. Desperate. Number six, sometimes they turn into a silent, withdrawn, or loner type of person. Crawl up inside themselves and close up like the turtle. Also creates weakness, passivity, fear. These are all areas. We're going to ask God to set us free from every bit of it. But I want you to think about this list as fruits of rejection, that even though you maybe have gotten rid of rejection, do you still have an issue in your life towards someone with one of these things? Maybe the root of it or the stronghold was rejection, and that might be the door that you have to come in to get rid of it. Silent, withdrawn. That was me. Boy, I just knew my father was rejecting me growing up. And so I just played by myself. I never caused anybody any trouble. I just went away alone. And I just knew he rejected me. He didn't love me. And you know what? It took me years of deliverance. I finally figured out he wasn't rejecting me. He just didn't know how to show love because he was all bound up. Boy, what liberty came after that. And since then, we've got a wonderful relationship now. But before that, I couldn't have it because I knew he was rejecting me. And here he loved me all the time. He just didn't know how to show it. And Granddad didn't know how to show him, and on and on and on. I don't know how many years it's been this way. But I became silent. I became alone. I was afraid to be around people. Some of you know me from 20 years back, and you say, boy, you've changed. You're not so timid now. Yeah, thank God for deliverance. Amen. Number seven, unnatural fears, clinging, fear, guilt. It's all my fault. I'm rejected because how I looked, or I did something wrong, and they rejected me. It had to be all my fault. And these guilts and fears work and gnaw, and they just gnaw away at your insides, destroying your self-image of yourself. Again, the rejected person craves attention sometimes with the same degree that a drowning person needs air. Love. Give me love. So rejected, wanting so much attention, they paint their hair purple, put a ring in every appendage that they can find. And what are they saying? Someone, look at me. I'm human. I just want to take them and give them a big hug. Say, oh, Jesus loves you. By the way, agape love is one of the best tools to fight with rejection. You know, when you're praying for someone, if you're praying for someone tonight, don't pray from afar. Get up there and give them a hug. Amen. You know, love them. Yeah, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Pour that agape love that God's putting into you. Let it flow through you, that compassionate heart. Break these walls of rejection down. I pray, Father, knock the walls down, just like the walls of Jericho. That's fun. We do that a lot. The rejected person often feels like they're suffocating and they cling. I had a lady in my office a few years back, and she said, I can't take it anymore. I can't even go to the bathroom without him. He was so insecure that if she'd leave the room, he'd just go crazy. He was just clinging and suffocating, and these are things that the spirits of rejection do. How many of you watch a cartoon of the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote? And some marriages are like that. He's saying, love me, love me. And the other one says, I'm getting out of here, you know. And you get that way, you know. It's like, get off. But the rejected person wants love. And it's like, I'm going to drown if I don't get some love. Do you cling to people? Is there an unhealthy clinging onto people? Suffocating? Panic if your spouse gets out of sight? Number eight, I kind of touched on it already. Attention getting. Can't stand to be ignored. This one's fun to pick out in a crowd, you know. Hey, I'm over here, you know, and you just look away. You know, and it's a, if people don't pay attention to you, are you still comfortable? Sometimes you go to different meetings and it turns into who can pray the loudest or the longest. You know, it's like, I want everybody to see how spiritual I am, you know, and don't you ignore me. Boy, we need deliverance on this stuff, people. I read about a group of people who used to do that, called the Pharisees. For long prayers, pretense. Maybe they had rejection, huh? Can't stand to be ignored and will do anything to receive attention. Clown around, bad behavior, become abusive. Sometimes people do bad behavior just because they're trying to get somebody's attention. Right? How many of you did that when you were a teenager, huh? How many of you are still doing it? No hands, please. Like, well, if I'm real bad, God will pay attention to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, don't go that way. The abuse victim. You know, sometimes we look and say, why do they stay? Why do they keep taking the abuse? Well, you know what they often say? Well, at least I get some attention. It's because the rejection keeps them in a relationship that can be very devastating and hard for them, to the point of physical danger. You know, and God never said that we have to stay and be abused by other people. You have the right to say no. Like Chris was saying this morning, don't dump that stuff here. You know, I believe in that. You don't have to be abused by people. Learn your boundaries and say, hey, whoop, that's it. You're not going to control me. You're not going to abuse me. But the rejected person has a hard time saying no. Okay? It's okay to say no to people, yeah? Huh? How many? Practice it with me. No. There. I give you all permission to use the English word no. Okay? There may be times that it comes in very helpful. Bad behavior to test to see if they really love. I've seen this in a lot of marriages, you know, when you're counseling marriages. And say, I can't believe the stuff she does to me. So, well, I was testing him to see if he really loved me. Who's doing this kind of stuff? Huh? Rejection. Well, if he really loves me and I behave bad, then he'll have to prove it. No, just accept people's love. You don't have to do things. Number 9, lack of self-control. This can be a large area. The people that have rejection often have a hard time with self-discipline. They have a hard time with the maturity aspects of controlling themselves. Lose the ability to exercise self-restraint upon yourself. This lack of self-control often manifests in addictive patterns. Self-gratification, trying to fill up those holes in my life. Oh, just one more Twinkie, one more chocolate bar, one more. Yeah. There are many addictive patterns that are just leaves on the tree of rejection. And of course, people come in and say, you know, I want deliverance on this. I have a problem with overeating. I want prayer on this. And I'll take them, well, let's find out what the root of it is. Why is it that you overeat? Is your metabolism messed up? Do you have something physical that needs healed? Or is it rejection? Because many times rejection is what causes you to do addictive things. And you can cut off these branches all you want. You cut off these leaves, like smoking and overeating and so forth. But if rejection is not dealt with, the tree just grows back a whole new crop of branches. Amen. We have to go to the root of these things. And rejection, many times, is the spirit that has enormous amount of control. Rejection often manifests with people with many oral problems. Constant need for something in their mouth. You know, thumb sucking. The hair, twist of hair. You know, catch yourself. How many things do you do? Nail biting. There are a lot of habits. It just goes back to rejection, insecurity, lack of self-control. Lose the spirit of discipline on yourself. Okay? A soldier for the Lord has to be disciplined. Number 10, nightmares. Often the rejected has a hard time with sleep patterns, and they often have reoccurring dreams of the persons that they love rejecting them. Okay, I've ministered to a lot of ladies that said, well, I married him, I got him, and we're married, but I keep having these dreams that he's going to leave me. Okay? If the spirits can't manifest themselves in the daytimes, a lot of times what they'll do is manifest in your dreams or in your subconscious. And so quite often people say, I'm always having dreams of people rejecting me or leaving me, you know, throwing me in the pit. Reoccurring dreams of absent loved ones. Number 11, arrested development. I hope to have a book out on this shortly in the coming months or year here. But what happens when you're rejected is often it stops the growth and development in your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. And emotional arrested development. How often have we heard the comment, "I wish he'd grow up"? Well, rejection might be the reason why I can't grow up. And you can be 40 years old and have the emotions of a 6-year-old. Right? Boy, we've seen a lot of maturity come when we start attacking arrested development. People grow up when we get rid of these demons. And rejection, abuse, and a whole list of other things cause our growth and development as young children, from growing up to become the men and women of God. Now, for years I used to cry out, I'd pray that prayer of Solomon, you know, "Lord, I want to lead your people, but it's like I feel like I'm a child when I come in." It took 15 years of deliverance to get to the point I'm at. Let me say, you're not done? Well, I know that. But I'm so thankful for the 15 years, you know, just to get to the point where I could start ministering to others. But getting rid of arrested development causes you to grow and mature and begin to respond in the adult fashions, maturity that you want in Christ Jesus. Arrested development because of rejection, often what we have is a hatred of responsibility. That's the rebellious side of rejection. Like, I don't want to work. I want them to do it all. Or you might become passive. Or an anger towards the remaining parent, say, of a divorce. For example, if your parents were divorced and the one that was with you or that raised you had to administer all the discipline, you have an anger toward that. This is just rejection trying to manifest against the one that was left, one parent that's left. Arrested development causes a lot of marriage problems later on. This is something that I battled a long time in my life, arrested development. I kept crying out, "Lord, I want to grow up. I want to be a man of God. I want your spirit to be upon me." You know, we kept having all these marital fights and disagreements, and it's because every time she said, "Honey, we got to talk," I didn't want to hear it. Now I put my fist down. "No, I'm the man. I ain't going to talk about that." I remember the day came when we sat and we had an adult conversation back to forth. And I didn't manifest. I didn't pout. I didn't run away. I said, "Boy, you were bad." "Yeah, I was. I had a boatload." But I got rid of arrested development, and I reached the point where I could sit down and listen to her. And I said, "Yeah, okay, I can consider that. I'll go pray about it. I might not see it quite your way, but I'll go and pray about it." You know, I didn't throw up the walls. I didn't say, "I don't want to hear it. I'm not talking about it." I got 13 scars across my wrist when I put it through the window because I didn't want to hear it. One of those visual lessons, you know, that God sometimes leaves you with. I don't think I'll do that anymore. Lord, I want to learn this lesson. And you know, maturity comes and you get deliverance. Arrested development has to leave. Rooted under rejection. I'm trying to make it surface because I'm going to call it out here in a minute. Emotionally bound, number 12. Arrested development was 11. The rejected person often has walls. We were talking about it here earlier tonight, walls around the heart. Can't cry, can't express emotions. You know that you should be able to cry? God gave you tears. I've got a message on the ministry of tears. Now, if you can't cry, something's bottling it up. Something has happened to stop those tears. There is a time and place to cry. I gave this message a while back, and a young girl came up to me and says, "I never cry. I was always told, Errol, they're just crocodile tears. And you're the first person I ever heard that said it's okay to cry." I said, "Honey, it's okay to cry. You can cry your eyes out here. You know, we'll all join you in a few minutes." You know, I used to hear the slogan, "Tears are good. They wash out filth." There are some things worth crying about, people. And the reason why many people can't cry, and especially men, is because of the walls. The walls are up 40 feet high, 40 feet thick. You know, need somebody to give you that agape love. Put your arms around you and command those walls to come down. And you're going to have to push on them from the inside, and we'll pull on them from the outside. Pull those walls down so that you can cry. And what happens if you don't cry is all of those emotional feelings get bottled up inside, and you're going to develop stomach problems and ulcers. When I first got into deliverance, my stomach was so knotted up, it was just like a big ball of twine, you know. My wife would go to my pastor and say, "How long?" And he said, "You just got to keep loving. Just keep untying them. Ask the Lord to untie those knots in his stomach. Wow. What a feeling, though, when you get rid of that and you get a release to cry over something. Some things hurt and they're worth crying about. It's one of the natural processes of grief. People say, well, boy, I can hardly wait till I get to heaven because there's no crying up there. But no, that's not what it says. It says he'll wipe away every tear. There's going to be a lot of people cry when they get to heaven for a lot of different reasons. Oh, Lord, didn't I blow 40 years? You know, but it says the good thing is that he'll wipe away our tears. But there will be crying in heaven for a season. So just we'll practice down here a little bit. Emotionally bound. Walls. Pattern of breaking relationships off before someone rejects you. That's number 13. I call that latent rejection. And the abuse victim does this a lot. How many of you have heard of the case where the man just loved the pieces out of her? You know, just she's the dearest thing in the world. And one day she just disappeared because of the abuse. The feeling is, I don't deserve this. It's not for me. I can't take this. And so they reject first. Said, I just know that it can't continue, so he's going to reject me someday if he really finds out what I'm like. Now, if pastor really finds out what's inside me, I know he'll reject me. No, he won't. You know, you can't surprise the deliverance pastor. They've heard it all, seen it all. And latent rejection causes you to break off that relationship. That's why divorces are so rampant in our day and age. You know, as a person grows up, in the strength of your life, you can suppress a lot of feelings. But as you get older, a lot of the emotional feelings that you had in the youth, you can't suppress and they start coming back up. I've seen this literally over and over. My wife is in a position to minister to elderly people in nursing homes and so forth. And you'd be surprised the childhood fears that come up when people are on their deathbed. And it's the same with rejection. Or you're going to reach a point in time where so much stress is on your life that you can't hold it down anymore. And something's going to happen to trigger these buried feelings. And all this rejection comes up. And then when you're rejected, you tend to go and do something very foolish or rebellious. And you return back to the sins of your youth. I mean, rejection really is a walking time bomb. It's important that we go after it and dig it out of our life, no matter how long it takes. I thought I was doing pretty good with this area. You know, I had gotten prayer on it off and on four or five years and went back to church, and one of the brothers gave me a hug, and whoop, up came rejection. I thought, man, I thought I was done with that. Got prayer again, you know, and this went on for quite a while until finally I came, you know, doesn't matter anymore. I don't feel rejected. The latent rejection causes people to break off relationships because they're afraid you're going to find out what they're really like, or they're afraid that you're going to reject them, and so you do it first. There's a lot of rejection that comes in following Christ Jesus. I'm sure all of you have already experienced this within our own ranks in deliverance. And it's important that we learn how to deal with rejection and get these spirits out, because you will be rejected. Some other group will reject you because you didn't say it right. You didn't do it the right way. Yes. You know? But oh, what freedom it is to get rid of this and say, you know what? I don't care how you do it. God uses you and blesses you how you do it. That's great. Wonderful. But a lot of us couldn't say that because of rejection and immaturity, insecurity. Some things to think on as we're getting rid of that. That was my 13 points. When rejection comes, beware of self-pity. This is something that likes to jump on the bandwagon. Elijah thought he was the only person that was left, the only one that was still true to God. 1 Kings 19, he says, he replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant. They've broken down your altars, put your prophets to death with a sword, and I'm the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me too. I'm so rejected. I'm just going to go over here, eat worms and die. You know, and God had to deal with him on that self-pity, pouting. You know, this is one of the dangers, you know, when we get to thinking that nobody loves me. Hey, so what if nobody loves you? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords loves you. He accepts you. You're a child of God. That's sufficient. But you can't say that until you get rid of the rejection, can you? It's like, man, I've got to have somebody love me. God loves you. Start there. And getting rid of the rejection will begin to mend those relationships with God. We need to remember that we're never really alone because His Spirit is always with us. Jesus, when He was getting ready to leave, ministered to His disciples. And you know, He warned them that further persecution would come. He told them, if you're going to follow Me, they're going to persecute you. They rejected Me, they're going to reject you. He told them where, when, why He was going, and He assured them that they would not be left alone, that the Spirit would come. Jesus knew what lay ahead, and He didn't want the disciples' faith shaken or destroyed. God wants you to know that you're not alone. Even if you go back home and there's nobody else that believes in deliverance, you're not alone. God is with you. The Spirit of Christ is with you. You have the Holy Spirit to comfort you, to teach you the truth, to help you. And just you and God, you're a majority. That's all it takes. Yeah. I think of all the people throughout the Bible. They've ministered to me when I was working out rejection. And I'd read about them, and they just ministered so much to me. I look at Joseph, you know. His old brothers threw him into the pit. Left him for dead. You know. But he maintained a right heart attitude. God used him mightily. One of the greatest deliverers to open the storehouses to God's people. Pray for more Josephs. This is what we need. To take deliverance around the world, we need more Josephs to open the storehouses for God's people to receive out of the storehouses of God. Some other ones. I have time. I can put them in. Paul. Boy, I bet Paul felt a lot of rejection. Come into town one day and say, hey, I'm one of you guys now. You know, I was like, I don't think so. Weren't you that guy that was killing all of our brothers and sisters? No, I'm saved now. And they go, right. And, you know, trust issue, huh? Paul felt a lot of rejection. Felt prison, faced prison alone. A lot of loneliness in Paul. David felt rejected while he was evading Saul's armies. You know, here he did everything he did. Slaughtered Goliath, serving God, the living God, and just wanted to support Saul and his kingship. And Saul throws a javelin at him. No, you're going to do that? You're going to go out there and just love people to try to set them free and win them to Christ, and they're going to throw javelins at you. I mean, you can't even sell cars if you don't get rid of the spirit of rejection. I mean, yeah. Rejection, you know, we just crawl up inside of ourselves. We just, I had one lady come in here, my church here a while back, and she said, I come for deliverance. I want to get rid of my rejection. Said, I'm so tired of people rejecting me. I said, well, you can get rid of your rejection. I'm glad you're here and we'll pray for that. But if that's your reason for coming to deliverance, that's not good enough. I said, because we're going to get all the rejection. And you know what? They're going to reject you still. If they rejected you before you were clean, once we clean you up, they'll still reject you. They're not going to accept you once you get free too. So you have to decide, I want to be free for me. I want to be free to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be free to help others get free. Amen?
Amen.
Jeremiah. Boy, I think he understood rejection. I got a message from God. Called the weeping prophet. Nobody wanted to hear anything Jeremiah had to say. Mary, mother of Jesus. I bet she went through some feelings of rejection. It's like, here, how am I going to explain this to people? That the Holy Spirit put a baby inside me. And it's like, you know, we're not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us. We need to recognize that Jesus Christ understands. Now, if you can grasp a hold of this and you're suffering with rejection, you need to know that the Lord can relate with you on this. In Isaiah 53, verse 3, it says, He was despised and rejected of men. Jesus knows the pains of rejection. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. If anybody understands rejection, the Lord does. Matthew 26 and 55. In the same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are you come out as a thief with swords and staves to take Me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on Me. But all this was done that the Scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all His disciples forsook Him and fled. I mean, here's 12 grown men that He just spent 3 years with, and they all rejected Him. You that are ministers here, you're going to give your heart out in ministering to people, and you know what? They're going to leave. They're going to come. They're going to get some deliverance. And then, you know what? They can't just say, you know what, thank you so much for what you've done for me. If they're leaving because of an evil spirit, they're going to tear you apart on their way out. Because they've got to make up some excuse for leaving. So, you don't love me anymore. Or, you don't preach right anymore. Or, the spirit's not on you anymore. But people are going to leave. Why do we do deliverance? Because we love Jesus. Because we're going to be obedient to Him. His call to set His people free. And you need to ask God to let His love flow through you. No matter how they respond. But if you think people are going to love you just for bringing them the good news of deliverance. Yeah. They're not. You might even pray for them 3-5 years and they're still turning around and reject you. Yeah. And you have to be able to say, blessings on them. I did what the Lord would have me have done. Jesus was rejected by His disciples. In Matthew 27:46, at the cross, about the 9th hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Hope I said that right. That is to say, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? You know, Jesus had never been separated from that relationship with His Father. And at the time when He was on the cross, when all of our sins, of every person that ever was born or ever will be born, all of those sins was dumped on Jesus, and the Father couldn't look on Him because of the sin. It's not that He was rejecting Jesus, but He couldn't look on sin. But Jesus felt that separation. And He cried out in anguish, I've been forsaken. Now, He understood, but the point I want you to get is that Jesus understands your feelings of being forsaken, abandoned, rejection. And He doesn't want you to carry that. He doesn't want you to carry about these pains of rejection to where it destroys your life. God shows extra care for the rejected. In Psalm 27:10, it says, when my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Boy, I've seen this. I've seen so many people that were adopted and yet the Spirit of Christ is on their life. Jesus has a special place in His heart for those that were rejected or abandoned. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:8, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. When you're persecuted, do you feel rejected? You want to give up and quit? Well, just nobody believes me in this town. Nobody wants the ministry of deliverance in my city. Now, how do you respond? Well, why are you ministering deliverance? To gain friends? No, you're doing it because Jesus said, go.
Amen.
Leave the results to me. If there's one converted or a million, doesn't matter. What matters is your obedience to Jesus Christ. Man, let's pick up the banner and do what He's called us to do. Ministers in deliverance. Hebrews 13:5. He says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, that's goodness. You know, that's all we need. We should be able to live on that the rest of our lives, to be able to be alone no matter what, to know that Jesus Christ is with us. We sing the song, Jesus and me. I need nobody else but Jesus. You know, and there's some truth in that. Not to the point where you can't have godly soul ties or allow people in your life, but there should be a security that comes with your relationship with God. That's enough. That's sufficient for me. Jesus understands. So many times the rejected person feels, I'm all alone and nobody understands. Hey, everybody understands rejection and the Lord understands it and you can be free. Pray about this list of things that I've given you. And maybe you don't feel so rejected anymore, but you might still have problems with trust or some of the other areas. I want to do mass deliverance tonight. Hopefully I've brought some of this to the surface and the Lord has been speaking to you about some things. Now I'm going to do mass deliverance maybe a little differently than some of you are accustomed to. I'm not going to take you through all the renunciations and forgiveness. I'm going to treat you all as adult ministers. If you need to repent or ask forgiveness, you do that by yourself where you're sitting. Because I only got till 1 a.m. and I don't want to spend 3 hours, you know, when you could be getting deliverance instead. Okay? Make my point? I'm joking. No, I think, you know, if somebody needs extra care with going through forgiveness, renunciation, instead of taking 99 through it, let's take the one person over to the side and have someone go with them and set them and take them through the prayers of forgiveness and renunciation. But I'm gonna take the point of the attitude that all of you are adults, Christians, and you already know that you can't hide bitterness in your heart. So that way I can skip through a lot of that. I'm going to ask everybody to participate, okay, at least for a little bit. I know I've got a lot of people that all of you can minister, but I'm going to call things out, and all of you take some time to say, Lord, if there's something in me, get it out. And then after that, when you feel sure that you're done or you're not going to manifest, then you can look around and help somebody else, okay? And we'll spend the rest of the evening, I guess, tonight practicing deliverance. Now, let's work on rejection, keep on track, and then after a good dose of deliverance from that area, then you can veer off into other things the Lord would bring up. I'm going to take us before the throne of grace. We're going to ask for the Lord to send some angels and a few things like that. So I'd like with you to bow your head in prayer with me right now, and then we're going to come against Satan from our position in the heavenlies. Father, we come into your presence tonight in Jesus' name. Your word declares that those who call upon you, that you would deliver. And Lord, we ask that you would deliver. Set us free, Father, from every spirit of rejection and all of these spirits, Father, that come along in this family. Lord, we ask for your spirit to expose, to root out, your Shekinah glory to shine inside of us and expose every wicked thing that might be there in our hearts. All of these issues, Lord, wherever any of these demons have been in hiding, expose them, Lord, and set us free so that we might not be walking time bombs later. Lord, we ask for your angels to come and to gather the evil spirits. Take them out of this building. Take them to where Jesus would have them to go tonight in Jesus' name. Bind them so that they cannot return. Father, we ask for your angels to help and assist in the deliverance tonight as the workers pray one for another, Lord. Lord, we ask for the workers as they pray tonight and minister that your spirit would be upon them. The gifts of the Spirit to manifest. Discernment, knowledge, wisdom. Lord, manifest your gifts through us tonight as we pray one for another in Jesus' name. Father, we also put Satan on notice. Satan, I want you to know we're coming against you from our position and power in the third heaven. We're coming against you with our authority over you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you must loose God's people and come out of them. You and every spirit we call out tonight, you must come out of them as we say so in Jesus' name. You may not torment them. You may not harm them in any way, but you must go where Jesus sends you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we destroy any and all legal grounds. We confess the sins of our forefathers, of rejection, of abuse, of control, of doing things, Lord, that would have set us up to feel rejected in Jesus' name. And we destroy every legal ground, every curse. Christ Jesus blotted out the handwriting of ordinances against us. Cursed is he that hangeth upon the tree. Jesus Christ bore these curses, and we break them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Satan, I have broken every legal hold, and as I name you demons, you must come out. As I begin to call them out, just start expelling them and tell them, those of you that are new to this, just breathe them out. In Jesus' name, I come against the spirits of rejection and rebellion, the fear of rejection, the abandonment. I separate you one from another, and I order you to manifest and go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Loose God's people. Breathe them out. Let's go. Every spirit of rejection, rejection from men, rejection from women, sexual rejection at birth, sexual rejection in the marriage. Come out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of distrust. Every spirit of rebellion, hidden rebellion, come out, manifest and go in Jesus' name. Anger, irrational anger, hurt, broken heart, wounded love, manifest and go. Impaired trust, can't trust, refuse to trust, can't trust God, can't trust the spouse. Every evil spirit that won't let you trust, come out right now in Jesus' name. Breathe them out. Let's go, spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. Desperation, silent, withdrawn. Loner spirits, leave me alone in Jesus' name. All these kind of spirits, let's go. Fear, guilt, all the guilt spirits that tell you it's all your fault. They rejected you because you were so unlovely. Come on, let's go. Every spirit of guilt, come on, right now, breathe them out. Let's go. Move. Attention getting, foolishness, childishness, doing things just to gain attention. Come on, all of these spirits. Spirits of arrested development, manifest and go. Come on, breathe them out. Let's go, demons, in Jesus' name. All the demons that attack in the nighttime, nightmares, in Jesus' name. Come on, all the way out. every spirit that attacks people's sleeps. The spirits of rejection, come on, in Jesus' name, out, breathe them out. Let's go. Every spirit of rejection, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, breathe them out. Nightmares, daydreams, all the spirits that work in your nighttime, fear of being rejected, fear of your spouse being rejecting you, fear of divorce, fear of separation, all of the fear spirits, come on, all the way out. Emotionally bound, Father, we command the walls to be broken down around the heart. All these walls, can't love, can't let people's love, I don't feel love, don't feel God's love. Come on, all these walls that block the love from getting in, we break them down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Knock them down like the walls of Jericho in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go. All the walls, push them down in Jesus' name. Walls around the heart, walls between your spouse, walls between your family, your children, relatives, in Jesus' name. Come on, all these walls in Jesus' name. The fear of being rejected by them again. So you put up that wall. Deep hurt, wounded love. Breathe them out. Come on, let's go, demons. Come on, move. Move in Jesus' name. Angels, attack. Attack the demons. Set hooks in their jaws. Pull them out. Come on, right now. Move. Move, demons. Come on. All the way out. Rejection. Rejection. Fear of rejection. Come on, in Jesus' name. In el nombre de Jesus. Come on, come on. Rechazo. Vamos. Vamos, in Jesus' name. Come on, all the rejection spirits. Come on, let's go. Bitterness, resentments. Come on, out you go. Move, move. Breathe them out. Angels, attack, attack, attack. Emotionally bound. Can't cry. This inability to cry, in Jesus' name. Hardness of heart. All this hardened heart, in Jesus' name. Nothing affects you anymore, in Jesus' name. Been so rejected, that heart's turned to stone. Come on, out of there. We command that stony heart to come out. And Lord, we ask that you transform that heart. The heart of flesh, in Jesus' name. Pour your agape love into people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Come on, all these spirits, in Jesus' name, manifest and go. Come on, right now. Rejection, rejection. Breathe them out. Breathe them out. Let's go all the way out. Move, move. The emotionally bound, in Jesus' name. Come out of the emotions. Arrested development in the emotions. Let's go. Lack of self-control. That undisciplined spirit. Come on, come on. Eating for love. Come on, all the way out. Move. Doing things. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Come on, let's go. Move, move. Come on. Every one of these spirits, a lack of self-control. All the addictive patterns. Nail biting, hair chewing, thumb sucking. Come on, let's go. All the way out. Move, demons, move. Come on, come out of God's people. Rejection. Come on, all the rejection that's been manifesting even this workshop. Well, they didn't call upon me. I didn't get to answer. I didn't get to stand up. Come on, all the way out. They didn't ask me to speak. Come on, all these rejections in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on, promotion cometh from the Lord. He'll promote you in your time. Come on, let's go. Move, move, rejection. Move, rejection. Come on, all the way out. Breathe them out. Angels, attack, attack. More angels, Father. More angels. Escort them out of here. Set your people free tonight in Jesus' name. Fear. The fear of being rejected. Fear of women. Fear of men. Fear of being abused. Come on. Fear of people controlling and dominating you. Come on. Move all these fear spirits. Come on. All the way out. Fear. Fear of being rejected. Fear to give your testimony for Jesus because it won't be accepted in Jesus' name. Come on. Let's go. All of these spirits that fear of being rejected and so you can't share Jesus. Come on, let's go. Move, move. Rejection, rejection. The fear of man. Come on, let's go. The fear of man bringeth a snare. Lord, we cut all these snares off your people tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, fill them with your spirit. Put your spirit of zeal. Cloak them with the zeal in Jesus' name that they'll be able to share your truth in Jesus' name, whether they accept it or not. Come on, let's go. Move, rejection. Move, move. All these fears in Jesus' name. Someone beside you is having a hard time. Put your arm over there and give them some love. Come on. Agape love to the rejected. Come on, let's go. All the way out. Every spirit of rejection. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Move. Feeling unlovely. Nobody can love me. Come on, let's go. Move, move, move. Come on. Out, out. Manifest and go. All this rejection. Sexual rejection in the marriages. Come on. All of these things that are dividing marriages and spouses that are here. Anything that's between husband and wife now. Let's get rid of it tonight. Come on, let's go. Move, move. You need to be in one flesh. Come on. All this rejection. All this rejection between husband and wife. Come on, let's go. Right now. Move out. Move out. Come on. All the way out. This feeling of rejection. The fears. Hatred. Anger. Bitterness. The resentments. All of these things. Have nothing in your heart toward one another. Come on, let's go. But love in Christ Jesus. Come on, let's go. Rejection, anger, all of this anger, low-level anger. Come on, irrational anger, just angry for no reason. Come on, let's go. Move. Excess need for security. Come on, all of these security issues. Let's go all the way out. Move. Breathe them out. Angels, attack. Attack. Father, we send more angels to come against these things. Anger. Trust issues. Desperate. All these deep feelings of desperation. If I don't get deliverance tonight, I'll die. Come on. Come on. Let's go all the way out. You're going to live. Line upon line, little by little. Come on, come on, let's go. Let's go. Move out, move out. You can't hurry God. Come on, let's go, let's go. Come on, desperation, desperation. Come on, let's go. Move, move. Clinging, suffocating, codependency, clinging onto other people. Fear of being left alone. Come on, all these fears. Fear of divorce, fear of separation. Fear of being all alone. All the fear spirits. Come on. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Lord, I loose these spirits into your people tonight. Power, love, and sound mind to minister unto them. Ministering spirits in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go, demons. Keep going. Keep going. How are we doing? Keep going, he said. Come on, let's go all the way out. Breathe them out. Breathe them out. If somebody beside you is doing some coughing and you're all right, start helping, okay? Come on, let's go. Let's go all the way out. We'll help one another tonight. Come on, let's go. Push them out. Angels, attack. Attack rejection. Come on. Rejection. Rejection. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Come on. Jesus Christ accepts you. Father, I ask for your love to come in tonight. Flood through their soul, Father, that they're accepted in the Beloved. They're accepted by Christ Jesus. Come on. No room for rejection. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Every spirit of rejection, manifest and go. Manifest and go in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Out. Out. All rejection. Let's go. Push them out, angels. Push them out. Fear. That fear being rejection. Abandonment. Deep feelings of abandonment. Of feeling abandoned by God. God, I prayed twice. Where are you at? Come on, let's go. Abandonment from God. Come on, let's go. Move. Can't trust God. Move. Move. Let's go. Everyone that has something between yourself and God right now. Tonight's the night. Let's get rid of it. Abandonment from God. Let's go. Move. Move. Come on. I prayed and He didn't answer. He doesn't love me. Come on, let's go. Move. Move. Come on, all the way out. Let's go. Abandonment. Abandonment from God. And the real issues of abandonment. Some of you were left, forsaken. Come on, let's go. God understands. Let's go. Abandonment, all the way out. Manifest and go. Every spirit of abandonment in Jesus' name. Come on, out you go. Out, all the way out. Deep hurt, rejection, sexual rejection. Come on. Anything that's between husband and wife, it has to go. Come on, right now. Move out. Move out. Let's go. Come on. Out you go. Let's go. Agape love. Agape love. Father, pour your love through the ministers tonight in Jesus' name. Let's go, rejection. Let's go. In Jesus' name. Come on. In Jesus' name. Come on. Let's go. Move. Move out. Fear of rejection. Abandonment. All of these spirits. The spirit of rebellion. Rebelling because you were rejected. All of these hidden issues of rebellion. Anytime you're put to the task. Submitting to authority, not me. Come on, let's go. All this rebellion, hidden rebellion. Come on, all the way out. Move, move. Come on. Every spirit of rebellion, hidden rebellion, foolishness, doing things to gain attention. Look at me. Come on, let's go. All of these spirits, that spirit that just, you have to be noticed, have to be on top. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Move, move, move. Come on, come on, all the way out. Come on. Lust for spiritual recognition. Come on. All the spirits of lust associated with rejection and lust for spiritual recognition. Come on, come on, let's go. Move out, demons. Come on, all the way out. Out. Breathe them out. Angels, attack. Pull them out. Take them where Jesus would have them to go. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on, all the way out. Agape love. Agape love. Burn every one of you out. Father, we ask for fire from heaven tonight in Jesus' name. Set these things on fire. Pull them out. Come on, let's go. Let's go, rejection. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, demons. Come out. Breathe them out. Angels, attack, attack, attack. All rejection spirits. Come on, let's go. Move out, move out. Fear, anger, guilt, shame, self-condemnation, self-rejection, rejecting yourself. I'm just a failure. I'm such a loser. I can't do anything right. Come on, all this self-condemnation. Come on, you're a child of God. Come on, time to put this an end to this. Come on, let's go. Move, self-rejection, self-rejection, failure spirits. Automatic failure mechanism. Come on, everything's setting you up to always fail and do things wrong. Foolishness, childishness, immaturity, arrested development, arrested emotions, arrested mind, arrested will. Come on, all the way out. Let's go. Cleanse it out of us, Lord, in Jesus' name. That undisciplined spirit, lack of self-control, Can't control the mouth, the tongue, what we eat, what we say. Come on, let's go. All of these spirits, come on, let's go. Let's go. Cut the cords of rejection, the roots of rejection. Father, lay the axe to the tree in Jesus' name. The roots of the tree. Come on, let's go. Move out. Move out. Nightmares. Nightmares. Problems at night. All of these spirits, come on. Walls, keep going, keep tumbling down. All the walls around the heart. Keep breaking down in Jesus' name. Father, we call out all the spirits that build up walls around our heart. Inability to cry. Fear of crying. Come on, every one of these spirits that are lodged in us and won't let us cry when it's worth crying about. Come on, come on. These bound emotions, can't express any emotion. Just flatline, have no emotions inside. Come on, let's go. Come out of there. Come out of there. Bound emotions. Bound emotions. The demons that bind up the emotions. Come on. Breathe them out. Come on. Untie all the knots in the pit of their stomach, Lord. Untie all the knots in the pit of the stomach. All these knots from people hurting, taking advantage of you, abusing you. All of these knots that are setting you up for stomach problems. Come on, we untie them in Jesus' name. Come on, angels, go in there and untie the knots in the pit of the stomach. Those knots, all that tension and stress that you feel when somebody doesn't receive you. Come on, let's go. Move the knots in the stomach. Untie them. Come on, let's go, demons. Out. Out. All the way out. Father, we send your angels after every spirit in this area. Set your people free tonight in Jesus' name. Spirits of guilt, gnawing a hole in your heart. It's all my fault. All my fault. I wasn't a lovely person. Come on, all this guilt in Jesus' name. Guilt, shame, condemnation, every one of these things in Jesus' name. Self-pity. Come on, I haven't hit you. Come on, let's go. Every spirit of self-pity, that pouting spirit, that's the Ahab spirit right there, is pouting. Didn't get my way. Come on, let's go. Pouting. Pouting. Self-pity. Come on, let's go. Move. Move. Breathe them out. Angels, go gather them up. Take them out of here where God would have them go. Move out. Move in Jesus' name. Rejection. Come on, all the way out. All the way out. Move. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against the spirit of witchcraft rejection. This wave of rejection that sweeps over congregations. These witchcraft curses, Father, that are placed upon people and congregations to make them feel totally alone and isolated. Witchcraft rejection. Come on, right now, in Jesus' name. Loose off of the churches. Loose off of God's people. Come on, every one of this witchcraft rejection that tells you nobody else accepts your message. You must be nuts. Come on, let's go. Witchcraft rejection. Let's go. Breathe them out. Attack, attack. Father, we break off all the cords of witchcraft, all the psychic prayers and psychic powers and everything that's been sent to make us feel that God doesn't love us in Jesus' name. Rejection from God. The demons that tell you that God's rejecting you. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Every spirit that tells you God's not going to accept you. Come on, let's go. Move out. Rejection from God. He doesn't love you. Can't use you. All the lies of the enemy when it comes to your relationship with God. Breathe them out. Angels, attack. Attack. Come on. Out you go. Out you go. Move. Move out. Every spirit of rejection. Breathe them out. Breathe them out. Let's go. Let's go. All the witchcraft spirits. Every spirit of lust. Every fleshly way of trying to gain love in Jesus' name. Trying to heap into ourselves materials. Lust. Sexual lust. Material lust. Eating lust. Come on. All these lust spirits that are trying to fill us whole. False comforts in Jesus' name. Come on. Let's go. Move out. Move out in Jesus' name. Each and every one of these spirits. Come on. Loose God's people. We don't want you. We stand against you in Jesus' name. Breathe them out. Angels, attack. Attack. Father, I send your angels to go and continually gather up these spirits and take them where the Lord would have them to go. Let's go. All rejection. All rejection in Jesus' name. Move out. Rebellion, anger, excess need for security, can't trust. Out you go. Desperation. This feeling of choking, of drowning, and you can't figure out why. Not feeling like you don't fit in. Why don't I fit in? Why can't I belong to something? All of these deep-seated fears of rejection and spirits of rejection. Come on, right now. In Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. Move out. Move out in Jesus' name. Father, we send your angels after them in Jesus' name. Come on, out you go. Move, move, move. Come on, all the way out. Move in Jesus' name. Father, we also loose your angels tonight to go against every spirit of witchcraft. Also all rebellion. Witchcraft is as the sin of rebellion. We command these things to go. Every spirit of pride. Every spirit of control. Self-control. Lord, we cut off all cords of control. Every person that's been manipulated, dominated, and controlled driven by other people. Lord, we cut off these cords of control and we loose them to be able to serve Jesus Christ. Let my people go that they may serve me, saith the Lord. Come on, all the cords of control, we've cut them off right now in Jesus' name. Self-control in Jesus' name. Come on, all these spirits in Jesus' name. Not going to do anything to look embarrassed in Jesus' name. Come on, all the way out. Fear being embarrassed. Fear being ashamed. Come on, all the demons that are on top. Come on, let's go. Angels, gather them up. Pull them out in Jesus' name. Attack them. Attack them. Pull them out in Jesus' name. Come on, all the way out. All the way out. How many of you need a little bit more special prayer tonight? Something's stern in you and you need more help, we'll get a worker to you. My voice is starting to play out. I have a couple. Who can pray tonight? Who's doing all right? You can pray. You want to grab Mike there? Can I have another worker to pray with Tamara up here? Okay, Harlem, yeah. Anybody else want further prayer? A lady? Do I have a lady that can come minister over here, please? Okay, yeah. Is this okay? Mm-hmm. Jesus' name. Come on, all of these spirits. Jesus' name. Come on, all the rejection. Come on, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Yeah, okay. All the rejection. We talked about rejection that could come in through blood transfusion. Any spirits that have come in through blood transfusion, each and every one of them, come out right now. Any of you, if there are any demons tonight that have come in because you've had a blood transfusion, Lord, we ask that you would cleanse them and purge them, and we command them all to come out. Rejection, death, whatever it would be, in Jesus' name. If you've been guilty of rejecting others, of not receiving other people, putting conditions upon them before you'd love them, we ask that you'd repent of that. Ask God to forgive you for putting conditional love on other people. In Jesus' name, I'll love you if. Come on, all these spirits, conditional love. Come on, all the way out. Move out. Move out in Jesus' name. Angels, attack, attack, attack. Anybody else? I don't see your hand. Want more prayer? I'll keep going. Where'd Harlem go? Come on, let's go, demons. Keep going. All spirits of rejection in Jesus' name. Breathe them out. Fear, abandonment in Jesus' name. Can I have a lady come up here to help us minister? Come on, all the way out. Let's go, rejection. Keep going. Come on, all the way out. All the way out. Jackie? Yeah, come on. You can pray. Lady in the red sweater here. Here she's coming. Come on, all the way out. Move, move, move. Don't leave here tonight feeling rejected, okay? Let's deal with it tonight. Let's get some of these things out in Jesus' name. Come on. All the rejection, broken heart, wounded love, discouragement, depression, despair, despondency, out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Mom, we're just going to spend the rest of the night ministering to one another. Come on, let's go. Move. Deep depression. Deep depression. Come on, all the way out. We stand against you. We bring captive every one of your thoughts in Jesus' name. Depression, despair, despondency, hopelessness, suicide. Come on, all the way out. Death wish. Come on, all of these spirits, move out in Jesus' name. That desire to die. Nobody loves me. I'm just going to die. Death wish. Suicide, attempted suicide, the spirits of death that have come in. Out you go. Fascination with death. Death, darkness, destruction, the spirit of destruction. Come on, out you go. Breathe them out. Father, we come against every spirit of Abaddon, Apollyon. We command them to go. Loose God's people. We break the curses of destruction. Destruction off the people. Every curse has been put upon their finances. Every curse has been put upon their relationships. Their ministry, we break off these curses. Destruction, let's go. Witchcraft, destruction, come out. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Agape love unto you. Come on, all destruction. Abaddon, we stand against you. Loose God's people right now. Witchcraft, destruction. Destructions of all kind. Destruction of the body. Destruction of the mind. Destruction of the emotions, of relationships, of finances. Let's go, destruction. Come on, breathe them out. Angels, go after them. Go after him in Jesus' name. Every spirit of destruction in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go. Move out. Move out. All destruction. Come on, all destruction. If somebody beside you needs prayer, lend them a hand, okay? Come on, let's go. All of these spirits in Jesus' name. All rejection from father, rejection from mother, rejection from father, being rejected before you were born, rejection in the womb. Come on, all the way out. Move. Move. All the rejection in the womb spirits. All attempted abortions in Jesus' name that failed, and that deep forsakenness and rejection. Come on, let's go. Let's go in Jesus' name. Come on, all of these spirits in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we call upon you. Set us free, Father. Set us free. Root out everything of rejection. Root out every fragment of it, Lord. We want none of it. Distrust. Can't trust women. Can't trust women. Can't trust men. This fear of being hurt again. The fear of trusting people. Distrust. Broken heart. Wounded love. Let's go, demons. Come on, all the way out. God wants us free. Deliverance is for you tonight. Come on, let's go. Move. 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 Distrust. Broken heart. Wounded love. Come on, let's go. Move out. Angels, attack. Attack. Attack in Jesus' name. Come on, all of these things on top. Come on. Move out. Move out right now. Come on, all the rejection. Come on, stir them up, angels. Attack. Attack. Come on, come on, all the way out. Move out. Move out. Move out. Can you bring? Come on, come on, let's go. Let's go right now. Come on, rejection. Rejection. Come on, let's go. Move out. Move out. Come on, come on. They're right there. Come on, let's go. Move out. Move out. Everything in the area of rejection in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go. Move. 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 Angels, gather them up. Pull them out. Come on. Move. 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 Come on, let's go. Move. Rejection. Despair. Despondency. Hopelessness. I'm a coming. Come on, let's go. Move out. Move out. Come on. Come on. In Jesus' name. Set them free, Lord. Set them free. Everything that's on top. Come on. Move. Move. Manifest and go. Manifest and go in Jesus' name. Come on. Out you go. Out you go. Come on, let's go. Let's go in Jesus' name. Come on. Everything that's on top, Father, cleanses. Pull them out. Pull them out in Jesus' name. Gather your angels, Father, to come and do warfare tonight in Jesus' name. Come on, all the way out. All rejection. All rejection in Jesus' name. Come on, all the cords of rejection. We break it off in Jesus' name. Pull them out. Fears. Fears. Come on. Come on. In Jesus' name. Every spirit of fear. The fear of the word not being accepted in Jesus' name. Come on. Fear that people won't receive me. Fear that they won't pay their tithe. Come on. All these fears. Come on. Let's go. Move. 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 Financial fears. Come on. All these fears of not being accepted. Let's go. Move out. Move out. In Jesus' name. In el nombre de Jesus. Rechazo, vamos, vamos, timores, vamos. En el nombre de Jesús, come on. All of the spirits, come on, let's go. Move out, move out. Gather them up, Lord, in Jesus' name. Every rejection spirit, abandonment, come on. Out you go, breathe them out. Angels attack, come on, all the way out. Fear spirits, fear in the lungs. Come on, all the fears. Fear in the nasal passages, all fear, abandonment, rejection spirits. Come on, let's go. Move, move. Father, we lose security into your people. We lose strength, stamina, comfort in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go. Manifest and go. Manifest and go. Come on, come on. Out you go. Out you go. Let's go. In Jesus' name, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, spirits. Come on. Move out. Move out. I agree. Come on, let's go. All the way out. Out you go. Out you go. Come on, that's right. We agree. Come on, let's go. Come on. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Rejection. Rejection from men. Rejection from women. Every curse of rejection, we break it. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's go all the way out. We break it off. Come on, right now. Move out. Move out. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's go. All rejection spirits. Come on. Fear being alone. Fear being rejected. Fear being tormented. Fear being abused. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Out. Out. In Jesus' name. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Rejection spirits. Come on. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Agape love. Agape love. Agape love. Agape love. Love you, son. Come on. Let's go. Come on. All rejection. All rejection. Loneliness. Isolation. Loneliness and isolation. Come on, let's go. Let's go in Jesus' name. How you folks doing? Come on, let's go. Anything that's there, Lord, drive them out. Push them up to the top. Come on, let's go. Let's go in Jesus' name. Todos los espíritus malos en el nombre de Jesús. Come on, let's go. Rejection. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Te quiero muchísimo. Te quiero. Come on, let's go. Rejection. Come on, come on, come on. Out, out, out. Right now. Move, move, move. Move out. Move out. Move out. Move out, move out in Jesus' name. Come on, all the rejection. Come on, fear, fear. Come on, come on, let's go. Move, 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 move. Come on, come on, all right, you got it. Can you pray? Come on, come on, come on, let's go. Go ahead, Fern. Just whatever the Lord gives you, just pack it. Come on, let's go, rejection. Come on, out you go. Come on, move, move. Every spirit, whatever's there on top, let's breathe them out. Angels, attack, attack, attack. Power, love, sound mind, fears, guilt, shame, anger, rage. All the emotional issues we're coming against tonight. Come on, let's go. Loose God's people. Loose God's people in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Witchcraft rejection. Come on, let's go. In Jesus' name. Come on, come on. Out of her now. Move, move, move in Jesus' name. Come on, everything is there. Come on, let's go. Move out. Agape love. Agape love. Agape love. Accepted in the beloved. Let's go. Move. Move, demons. Move. Move out. Move out. Come on, come on. Move. Move, angels. Gather them up. Pull them out. Come on. Right now. Move. Move. Set your people free tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. Come on. Move. 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 Stir them up, Lord. Don't let the demons hide. Don't let them run and hide in Jesus' name. Agape love. Agape love. Love you. Accept you. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
fear tomorrow. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Move, Captain. I got the witchcraft injection. Come on, move, loneliness. Come on. All these deep-seated desires. Come on, move. Let's go, demons. Let's go. Come on, all around. Loose her and let her go. God loves her. Come on, let's go. Move, demons. Move. Power, love, and sound mind. Power, love, and sound mind, Lord, in the people. Agape love, acceptance. Acceptance in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go. Come on, quickly, in Jesus' name. Come on, all the way out. All the way out. Come on, move. How are you doing, Jared? Good. Tired? Come on. Let's go in Jesus' name. All the rejection. Come on, let's go. Move. Every fruit of rejection. Wounded spirit. Come on. Move. Nobody loves me. Come on, let's go. Move out. Set them free, Father, in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go. Breathe out. Angels, attack. Attack. Manifest and go. In Jesus' name. Come on. Move. In Jesus' name. We take authority over you, spirits. We take authority over you. You have to go. Loose God's people in Jesus' name. Loose God's people. That's right. Come on. Move. Faster. Rapido. En el nombre de Jesus. Come on. Faster. Come on. Right now. Let's go. In Jesus' name. Rejection. All fears. Spirits of healing. Help. Restoration. To all your people. Come on. All the spirits that plug up the bronchial tubes, the lungs. In Jesus' name. By the blood. In Jesus' name. Come on. Let's go, demons. Manifest and go. Out you go. You got to go. Looser. Faster.
Of Jesus.
End of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.